First of all, it's great to be back. Recognize a lot of you, and it's great to see you again. When Coach contacted me to have the opportunity to be the special teams coordinator here with the Bears. I apologize. It was 7 years. But to be able to come back to this storied franchise, my family and myself were extremely excited. So looking forward to the challenges that lay ahead. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
Chris, you think about the success that you were part of here. Yep. By the way, what are those defining characteristics that you would seek to sort of reestablish?
Well, I think that what you want to establish in kind of our philosophy is we say we're going to be an aggressive unit that plays with good judgment. And, I think any teams that I've been a part of or that have been successful is I don't want the coordinator going home at 5 o'clock at night and thinking he doesn't really have to worry about anything. And I think there's some weapons here that can make a coordinator stay up at night.
You've got all three specialists out of contract. So is that appealing or?
I'll be honest with you. Not nervous at all. My last stint, I worked for 4 head coaches, 5 general managers, and 2 owners. There was a lot of turnover. And with that, the roster's always changed. So I think that as a coach, you have to be able to adapt. And, one thing that we say, adapt or die. The dinosaurs couldn't figure it out. They became extinct. Coaches, they don't figure it out, they get fired. So, we'll adapt, and I'm looking forward to the challenge of it.
What do you like, besides Cohen, who pretty good returner, what do you like that – they've used on special teams that is definitely back?
Well, I'll tell you what, when we had a chance to play him on Christmas Eve there, I was extremely nervous about the kid, employee number 29 there. I think he's a dynamic player. And I even stated it. I kind of put him in it's a big statement, but like a young Sproles, because he's not a real big guy, but he's built well in his lower half. He has some human joystick qualities to him where he can start and stop and make you miss. It happened when we punted to him one time. Our gunner was right there, and he took a chance. And the other thing that you like about a good returner is he was a risk taker. And you want to have risk takers. I think if we go back in history and you look at Devin Hester, I mean, he was a risk taker. But once again, it also follows in the category you got to still use good judgment. So there's going to be times when you're going to want to push that envelope. There's going to be other times where you're going to want to say, hey, a fair catch, and we'll play from there.
Chris, what were some of the things you learned about Pat Nagy in this process?
Oh, boy. Just first-class guy. What you see is what you get. Extremely intelligent, enthusiastic. And has a plan of exactly how he wants to do things. And I know that he's coming, obviously Coach Reed has always had great special teams. So that intrigued me quite a bit because he understands the value of playing good on teams.
To go back to Cohen, you're looking at other opportunities, other conversations come up. The team has a guy like that as a special teams coordinator. How much does that factor in your decision and your excitement level?
Well, I mean, you get – obviously, if you have a guy, it's more exciting because you can apply pressure to the opposing teams and help establish field position and or score the ball. So I think anytime you have a guy, you're always going to be excited. And, when you don't have one, then you're in the process of developing one. It's nice when you have one and continue to make that one better as opposed to starting from scratch and having to work your way up to the level of just good. You want to take a good player and make him great.
You guys scout Tariq at all in Cleveland?
We did not. His name did not come across my desk at that time.
Chris, what did you make of the place-kicking situation here that you're inheriting? There's a lot of guys coming through last year after all so many years of just having Robbie be that guy.
Well, it's because I've also lived that. I actually experienced one time we went out last day right before we took off for a trip and my kicker went to plant and blew his knee, and we had to bring a guy in and meet him at the stadium, and first time I ever saw him kick was at the stadium. I just think it's a process. When you have a great one, you want to ride that horse all the way. There's no doubt about that. And then when teams are looking for guys, I think there's going to be growing pains. If you go with a young kicker, there are going to be some growing pains. But it's how they respond, and those are that's what you're in charge of as a coach to to get those kids through that. We had a young kid in Cleveland, a rookie kid, and he struggled early. And then the last eight games, he missed one kick the final eight games, and you saw him get better. So you know what you're getting into.
What do you learn about yourself going through a winless season?
It was hard. I'm not gonna lie about that. But at the same time, you just kind of keep chopping wood, you know, and try to fix the problems that have come up. And hopefully that never happens again. But you learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about the players, adversity, and how you handle those things. I think in the end, it'll make you a better coach, make you a better player. It's something I don't ever want to live through again. And we'll probably just leave it at that.
So this opportunity presented itself. What energized you most about what was here?
It's the Bears. I mean, I don't know if you really need to say. I mean, it gives me goosebumps right now. I mean, it's the Bears, and it's obviously a storied franchise. It's a great fan base. It's a city that is a great sports town that loves all their sports. But you could be a Sox fan or you could be a Cubs fan, but you're a Bears fan, and I think that's exciting. You know, it's fun when you go to a place where football is important and people are passionate about it. And I'm honored and really humbled to be standing here and have this opportunity.
Chris, how important was your success here in the past due to the ability to utilize starting players on special teams? And is that something you discussed with Matt when you're interviewing?
You know, we didn't talk about it, to be honest with you. But, you know, he worked with Dave in Kansas City. And I think the one thing about being a special teams coordinator is understanding the roster. And then how are those guys playing on offense and defense? I think sometimes people think special teams coaches just stand out of practice and wait for their time, when really you're watching practice and seeing what offensive sets and personnel packages the offense and defense are doing. Because then, as a special teams guy, oh, they're only using him on third down. I can maybe increase his load a little bit as we go through on teams. But you want to be able to have some starters contribute. There's no doubt about it. I mean, when you get to game day, there's only 46 players, so you're already limited. And, I mean, when you start getting into the numbers, you know, you got your three specialists, you got seven offensive linemen, depending on how many defensive linemen you have. I mean, the numbers, you really get down to probably about 23 players you can pick from. So everybody has to be able to contribute. And I think, you know, special teams are important. You know, they're going to win you games. And you don't want to show up on Monday and say, we lost that game because of special teams. We want to show up on Monday and say, we won because our special teams helped us win the game.
Chris, did you get to know Mark at all, either through, like, recruiting circles out west when you were at Utah State or anything?
I did not. It's the first time I've met Coach, and I've heard a lot of great things about him. And obviously now getting to meet him, those things have been verified.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.